You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned into the positive, loving flow of the cosmos. This week we have the summer solstice and a new moon in Cancer. So the summer solstice is actually considered one of the four power points of the year. So it's a perfect time to check in and see how you've been doing and whether you've made progress towards your goals, because it's actually halfway right now through the year. Well, on the 20th, it'll be the summer solstice at 9:24 p.m. PST. So that is when the sun goes into Cancer. And when that change occurs, usually we've gone from being very, very busy to all of a sudden being much more concerned with relaxing and being inside and cozy and taking care of our home and taking care of our loved ones. It's a very sort of sensuous, cozy, homey kind of time of year. And with the new moon in Cancer on Friday, it gives us a big chance to maybe look for a new home to live in or do some sort of major renovation in the home we're in or solve a problem with a family member or connect with our mother. It can relate to mother energy too. So if you have any sort of issues that you might need to solve relating to your mom, then Friday, even whenever the sun is in Cancer for the next month, is a great time to focus on that. But the new moon would be the day that you would want to set your intentions. And it's really good to make sure that you actually sit down and write those out or whatever kind of ritual you like to use. Just even acknowledging it and making sure that you focus within your imagination on how you want things to come out, doing your light work, will be very powerful on Friday. So, and also with the solstice energy coming on the 20th, it's a really good time to also sit down and what do you want to happen in the next 3 months? What would you like to accomplish? What would you like to get to the equinox in the fall and say, look what I've done in the last 3 months? So it's a good time to focus on all of that. It's a pretty busy weekend as well. So we'll be going from the new moon energy into a weekend with a trine between Pluto and Venus, which is an in-depth relationship energy. So there might be deep conversations or a sense of renewed commitment. There's some sort of like very deep connection with relationships on the 24th, the day after the new moon. And also there's that the end of the day, there's a square between Jupiter and Mars. And that's part of you is wanting to expand and go further and take on more. And the other part of you is like, I'd like to maybe do that, but in a totally different direction. So there's a sense of parts of yourself not converging, or it could come out in a relationship too, where like you just don't get each other, you want different things. And that's really tricky when that happens. Oftentimes, if you have too many aspects, square aspects in your chart, the relationship between you and the person that you have that with it's not worth it. It's not worth for you to both feel so constantly at odds with each other. And sometimes you just really don't get each other, and it's unfortunate. And sometimes that's the sort of dynamic you have in your very own family, which can be really heartbreaking. But I think if you can just try not to take things personally, which I've learned is really helpful, and just understand that your characters are different and that you don't necessarily have to make it work together. It's a lot easier to let go of things that aren't right for you, if you think of it that way. So you might be having some like contemplations about that, about what to do with all this convert like energy going in different directions. On Sunday, on the 25th, there's a Mars trine Neptune energy that I think would be very helpful for creativity, like putting some gas under, I was going to say wind underneath your wings, I guess, but gas in your tank, and actually getting out there and making some sort of mystical, hard to form idea into reality. I'm not sure what that might be for you. Even sort of doing artwork and possibly selling it, or even just the urge to actually do it might come up and make some idea you've had come out in the real world with the Mars energy. So it is a really busy week, and you're going to definitely feel it. By Tuesday, you're going to feel the shift from Gemini to Cancer, and you're definitely going to be feeling the urge to figure out stuff about your home and your family and your mother and things like that this week. So it's very interesting. So make sure you do keep a journal and write down your intentions. I'm also going to be on the Jazz Up Your Life with Judy show on the 21st. I believe it's at 11 a.m. PST on the 21st. There'll be a replay if you want to listen to it, if you can't listen to it during the day. And we'll be talking about the solstice, and we'll also be talking about how your birth chart is the blueprint that you left before you incarnated and how that can help you and the ways in which it can be useful in all different areas of your life. So I'd love if you would listen to that. Find information about that in the links on the show notes. I'll leave it there for you. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you can find something useful from this week's podcast and that you make the most of the solstice and the new moon energies. Many blessings and a wonderful week to you.